covering 300 games for the club, you will understandably be disappointed you couldn't get anything out of the game on your 300th appearance for the club. I guess for you that's as important as the number.
More important, you know. I know it's not a cliche, it's an obvious statement, you know. I can remember, I can't remember my 100th to be honest, but I can remember my 200th, and Forbesy the kit man giving me a t-shirt with 200 on it, and there was no way I was going to be putting that t-shirt on if we hadn't won the game. So obviously today there was no celebration of that, but you know, I felt the warmth of the crowd, and obviously having the family up here today, and you know, a great place to play that 300 game, you know, at the Etihad in the Premier League, playing for a top five finish. So when I think about that and you know, evaluate that, it's I'm very, very pleased.
And you even teed yourself up for a great save by fumbling one on purpose so you could save the follow-up in spectacular fashion.
Well, you know, if you're getting a little bit bored, why not give Aguero an opportunity, eh?
But you did make a couple of nice saves, and you weren't at fault for the goal, so you probably think you did your job today, didn't you?
Yeah, I think I did. You know, but you always question every goal that goes in. That's being a goalkeeper, and I think if you don't do that, then you're not a good professional, in my opinion. But I was very pleased with the season, and obviously finishing off today.
9 years. It's longer than you probably thought you'd stay here.
Well, I can remember on my first interview at the club, I can remember sitting at the stand at St Mary's with the sun shining and a camera in my face, and asked the question, you know, about joining the club. And I said at the time, I'd like to dig out the footage, because I can remember saying that I'd love to finish my career here. And, you know, 9 years on, you know, I still feel like I'm in good shape. You know, if I'm playing in the Premier League this season, well, why not? You know, why not keep going? And that's what I want to do. I want to, you know, keep performing, keep pushing myself, you know, stay in good shape. And you know, when the body says it's not the right time, it'll probably be the mind before the body. But I just want to keep going on. And why I feel that I can help and keep progressing with the team and help the club. With whatever supportive role, I'll continue to put the gloves on.
Well, you've got another season left, I think, on your current contract. You're obviously, Fraser Forster's still injured. Panagiotis having to be proving himself to the manager, who trusts you already, you know that. So you wouldn't be thinking, oh, you know, maybe this was my last game for the club. That wouldn't have come into your head today, would you?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. But it was interesting because the referee, Chris, said it was he was retiring as well today. And I said, why are you telling me that? And he joked and said he was talking about the linesman as well. So, no, I think that, there's no mistake that this isn't Kelvin Davies saying 300 and that's it. No chance. That's until maybe the manager pulls me aside or my body's saying no, then I'll continue.
Just give us a chance just to have a bit of fun. But since 2006, you could have written a heck of a diary about this club. I'm just thinking of all the managers you've played for. I'm not treating this like an end of your career, but it is the end of the season, and you have hit your 300. Where you came into the club in the Championship, and then the administration, League One, and everything else that's come out of it. I mean, you wouldn't have, nobody would have believed you if you'd said all that was going to happen to you in the space of 9 years.
No chance. I mean, obviously the remit when I came to the club was to get the club in the Premier League. You know, 3 seasons on, we were relegated, which obviously wasn't in the plan at all. So, you know, maybe these things are meant to happen, and I believe that, you know, sometimes things are written in the stars. So,
they were for you, because the summer of 2009, of course, when we didn't know what was going to happen to the club, when they were in administration, the new owner turned up out of the blue, completely out of the blue, Marcus Liebert and Nicola Cortesi, and they effectively turned you around from your exit that you, like a lot of players, have been thinking you've got to go somewhere else because you don't know if you're going to be paid.
Yeah, no, I was training with West Ham, you know, it's no secret. That was pretty much a done deal, and the only reason it didn't happen was because the guy that did the contracts was out of the country, so, you know, his holiday was my good fortune. So, I can still remember that day very, very clearly, the conversation I had with Ros Wheeler, the club secretary, to say there was a contract available for me to sign. And then the discussion I had to have with the manager, Zola, at the time, to say that, look, I wouldn't be happy if I stayed. So he was fantastic. He said, I want all my players to be happy and wish me good fortune. So
perhaps I won't get you to list your managers in order of favourites from back, and we won't bring up certain ones through the rope. But congratulations on your 300th performance. Thanks for your time today.
Excellent. Thanks very much.